Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
Most banned network in the world.
Aman Jabi has worked in Silicon Valley for 28 years. His background includes work on deep technologies that are involved in the new digital prison system being designed by big tech. In 2020, he moved to Montana and became a whistleblower, warning the public of the very real threat about to be unleashed upon us all, known by many as the Mark of the Beast system. Aman explains how accepting the digital ID is the basic premise behind it all.
So by default, a digital identity implies that you are always in a digital prison. Since you have a digital identity and you're in a prison, you are by default a criminal. So we don't trust you.
Just like the old system, this new one is also voluntary. And you are supposed to know that it's a digital prison that you are voluntarily signing up for. And the reason for this is because in this new system, having a digital ID will be proof that you are a criminal. Because having a digital ID means that you are in a digital prison. And because you accepted it, you must be a criminal. Because of this, there is a new protocol being introduced with this system, known as Zero Trust.
How is Zero Trust going to be used? Here's a lady, she wants to go and buy some beef. But let's say her carbon footprint or her beef footprint for the month has been exceeded. That door won't open.
This digital prison is sneaking up on us all. There is no need for an implanted chip because everything is being done with facial recognition, which is already plugged into the entire system. America already has more cameras per capita than communist China, and our social credit score is already being logged. All we need at this point is a series of events that lead us all into having to make the choice of either accepting the new digital ID or saying no. Since the COVID lockdowns, new state-of-the-art LED lights have been replacing streetlights in cities throughout the West. Aman explains that this is all part of the plan. These lights will be connected to everything, including your phone and your car. And in new cars, that includes 16 different cameras with LiDAR and sonar. These lights are being outfitted with LED incapacitators, which is a light technology that was first announced 15 years ago, back when it caused enough brain damage to make a person sick.
Another strange weapon in the final stages of development is able to mount an all-out barrage on the optic nerve.
The LED incapacitator was developed under the auspices of the Department of Homeland Security for the purposes of creating what we call a non-lethal defense system. And this technology consists of a bright set of LED technology, light-emitting diodes, that is designed to create a sort of temporary blindness, meaning temporary ability to not be able to see the person who we're trying to protect.
If aggressors caught in its bright pulsating glare don't shield their eyes or turn away quick enough, temporary blindness isn't the only effect they'll feel.
The first time I saw the LED, I was in a darkened room, and within 3 or 4 seconds, I had reached forward and grabbed a hold of a lab bench because I was feeling a little bit dizzy or disoriented.
The device's combination of different colors in random flashes can induce psychophysical effects, including vertigo and possible nausea. It's been nicknamed the puke light.
It's been 15 years, and our Silicon Valley whistleblower believes that this technology is now capable of killing people. Ultimately, we can say no to this.
But if there's a critical mass that doesn't sign on to the digital ID, then this agenda gets weakened substantially.
But we will have to first unify and come together. Reporting for InfoWars, this is Greg Reese.
extremely important message to all of my fellow InfoWarriors here in the United States and around the world. We are so excited to announce InfoWars MD. It turns out the top company in the U.S. for supplements is owned by a patriot. And it turns out they're willing to give us deals that no one else is getting because they want to support InfoWars and keep us on the air. This deal has been a year in the making, and finally the products are being brought to market. Up to 50% off what you get on top national brands that are the highest rated under the InfoWars label, InfoWars MD, exclusively at InfoWarsStore.com. Check out the first of 10 new products at InfoWarsStore.com. Whether it's turmeric or whether it's joint care or whether it is super greens, we have them all at InfoWarsStore.com under the banner of InfoWars MD. This is the best deal out there, and it keeps InfoWars on the air. InfoWars MD.
Live from the InfoWars.com studios, you're listening to The Alex Jones Show.
Welcome. It's Wednesday, December 28th, 2022. Powerful forces of the globalist deep state have been battling around the clock for many years to take us off the air, but thanks to you, the viewers and listeners, your word of mouth, your prayer, and your support, we are still on air, and in many ways, though scarred, stronger than ever, with more resolve than ever. Thank you so much for joining us today. Okay, we're going to open the phones up throughout the 4 hours of the transmission. We have a very special guest popping in the third hour, but in the first and second hour and into the fourth, I'll be taking calls today on any issue you wish to discuss. It'll be a wild card free-for-all here, but obviously I'm going to throw out a lot of topics and news that I want to get to. Over 2 years ago, whistleblowers, including Dr. Huff, who was the vice president of EcoHealth Alliance and the head of their operations, their science division, which is their main division, chief scientist, senior scientist, went public with internal emails going back years before COVID-19 was released out of a lab in late 2019 in China, and detailed how they were developing gain-of-function specifically with coronaviruses and other viruses being mixed together. And they specifically even named one COVID-19 in 2018. They'd already produced the mRNA sequences for the gene therapy so-called vaccine by 2018. This is all public. So I thought instead of just reminding you that this came out a few years ago, I'd actually print some of the original articles. Here's one from September 9th, 2021. This came out a long time after we broke it, with Dr. Boyle and the different whistleblowers and attorney Tom Renz. Fauci was untruthful to Congress about Wuhan lab research, new documents appear to show. And that's from the Board of Governors, professor of chemistry, biology, Rutgers University, and others with the emails, but they're talking in 2018, 2019 about gain of function under the directive of the NIH and Fauci. Now, there's a federal watchdog agency that supposedly controls this. The problem is Fauci's wife has run it for two decades. I'm going to show you that in a minute. So I thought we'd just do a little reminder, just one little piece of literally thousands, because now, last week, via FOIR operations, more documents have come out from DARPA that they were specifically working with Fauci on weaponizing and souping up how deadly viruses were, and also, of course, how communicable or how fast they could be spread. And here's a video with attorney Tom Renz talking about the latest. And boy, when he said over 2 years ago he had all these big whistleblowers but didn't release their names yet, he told the truth. A whole raft of top insiders. Here it is.
We the people are dying in massive numbers. 6.5 million. 6.5 million globally. that's criminal charges. Did Anthony Fauci lie about gain of function work? Absolutely, in my opinion, he did. And how about criminal charges? We're gonna go after Bannon for contempt because he didn't bother to show up to a farce hearing, but we're gonna let Fauci lie to Congress about something that is consequential enough to result in 6 million deaths? Can anyone explain this to me? We, the people of the United States, should be outraged. Instead of pitting a war against people who are Christians, people who believe in the United States, people who want our country to succeed, maybe we should look at the people who are responsible for one of the greatest pandemics in human history and who have resulted in millions of deaths worldwide. I pray that every country in the world, every country, send it to the U.S. Ask us, when are we going to investigate the crooks? The U.S. government didn't do this, but there were people in the U.S. government who did. There are criminals involved who I believe were responsible for this, who were negligent in their work. They did it. The Chinese Communist Party was involved in this. Anthony Fauci appears to be involved in this. Peter Daszak appears to be involved in this. Let's hold them accountable. It's time for criminal charges, criminal investigations. Jail, here we go.
Is this the same Peter Daszak they sent to investigate the Wuhan lab?
Yes, this is Peter Daszak who was out there. We sent him to China to decide whether or not this was a lab leak or natural origin. Peter Daszak, whose company built this in the lab with the Chinese Communist Party in Wuhan, China, was sent to China to investigate himself.
Just like in Arizona, the lady over the elections created ballots that violated law for all the major Republican precincts in places like Maricopa County so that the ballots got spit out and didn't work. And she just oversaw her own election investigation, and of course Kerry Lake lost. Yeah, and I'm a Chinese jet pilot from the moon. So we've got more on this coming out, but whether you are in Europe or whether you're in Australia, New Zealand, the U.S., Canada, it's all the same. We're being depopulated. Those are the countries that we see the mass death. And it's not 6 million. It's more like 20 million. I personally know 5 people that died after taking the shot. Personally. I know you all do as well. You can open the phones up right now and take 100 phone calls, one after the other, with the horror stories. And those aren't just anecdotal stories. We have, again, actual actuary numbers from the insurance companies and governments in places like Israel, places like Singapore, places like Australia, New Zealand, the EU, the European Union system, the UK, Canada, the US. The numbers all are between 11 and 16, sometimes as high as 18% increase in deaths year after year. World War II was a 3% increase in deaths. World War I was a 5% increase in deaths. Do you have any understanding, ladies and gentlemen, that those were the previous records for increased deaths? That never happens. This is the biggest death rate ever seen. 20 million is a conservative number. Attorney Renz is being very ultra-conservative with 6 million. This is the reality that we're facing, ladies and gentlemen. The global average is a 13% increase in death in the nations that took these shots. China and Russia took classic vaccines, which were attenuated dead versions of the COVID virus. And they didn't have any of these problems. They're not taking it. Only the West is taking it because we're being bombed with these weapons. Now, when we come back, I'm going to play a clip out of Australia. We played a clip out of New Zealand with their head of their National Secret Service saying, report anyone questioning the shots or lockdowns, they may be terrorists. Well, now Australia's come out and made the same type of announcement. We're going to play that clip. And then the New York mayor has said, you can't make up these type of quotes here, ladies and gentlemen. Big Brother is protecting you. Get used to it. So people say, man, this is like 1984 or something. It's textbook dystopic, over-the-top tyranny. Exactly. Liberty is rare. Tyranny is common. Now, I will say in world history, tyranny is this thoroughbred, this sci-fi, have never been seen before because we've got all this technology now. So when we say liberty super rare and tyranny super common, that's true. But let's explain something. This level of tyranny that we're seeing unfold has never been seen before other than predicted in the book of Revelation, which you might want to pay attention to, and Daniel and Ezekiel. So it just gives me chills up and down my back. And boy, that new Greg Reese report is so over the top important. It'll probably only get 500,000 views. We're going to beat the New World Order, folks. We need to get 20 million views on that sucker. It's so powerful. A digital prison is being built around you right now. Yes, it is. And finally, folks are waking up to the lockdown of the cities under climate lockdowns, what they're calling 15-minute cities, getting a lot of attention now. I first covered it in my seminal film Endgame in 2007, but now they've gone operational. Got a big stack on that today and a bunch of video clips as well. Your phone calls and a special guest, so much more straight ahead.
I had no idea it would destroy my life. But before it happened, I had a successful business in Austin, Texas. Everyone laughed at me when I shut that business down, but I could not ignore the wake-up call. I was volunteering on a project to get locally grown food into a school. That project was a complete failure, and I discovered that there were few local farmers. There's only 4 days worth of food in the grocery stores, and everything comes 1,500 miles via a just-in-time trucking system. I lost friends and family who told me I was crazy to worry about that, but I kept at it. I'm Marjorie Wildcraft. Those of us who know what's going on in the world know you need to become self-reliant before the dollar collapses. I've created a free webinar at gcnfood.com. I can show you, like I've shown hundreds of thousands of people, how to grow lots of food, even if you have no experience, you're older, or you're out of shape. Do it now, before the stores are boarded up and food is not available at any price. Go to gcnfood.com. gcnfood.com.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at TeamG'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at TeamG'day.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. TeamG'day.com. TeamG'day.com.
Extendivite really works. Here's just a few testimonials from Amazon. RL, 5 stars. Been taking this for 2 months now. I feel better. Have more energy. April, my husband started taking Extendivite, and he said he feels much better and has more energy. EW, need to try. Everyone needs this for their health. Great product, great people. Josie, it works great. This product has made my blood pressure and cholesterol stable. I highly recommend it. JC, great product. Has worked well these last few years. To get your Extendivite today, go to Extendivite.com. That's Extendivite.com. Or call us at 1-877-928-8822.
Extend your life with Extendivite. No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Public statements and documents and leaked documents, and to actually see them doing it all. We're at that critical juncture where they're emerging and their whole project is coming out in the open, and it is so diabolical, it is so over-the-top tyrannical, it is ridiculous. And we've got a domesticated population in the West that's had it so good so long that people have no idea what's hitting them. And by the time they've got their cashless society in, by the time they've got their programs of programmable currencies in place, it is going to be so hellish in their own admissions. Here's an example. In my film Endgame, made in 2007, I explain how they're going to lock down the cities, not let cars inside the cities, and track everywhere you go, and then jack up taxes on everybody outside the cities and cut resources off to the rural areas as well, and how they describe how they're going to send these paramilitary environmentalist forces into the rural areas to literally take your farms and nationalize them under corporate control, fascism. And now if you look at Europe and Australia and everywhere, they're doing it, Canada, and now they're announcing it here. It is so criminal beyond belief, and the public isn't expecting to get hit by something like this, because people still think they're in Kansas. Like they say in The Wizard of Oz, you're not in Kansas anymore. And all the tactics of tyrants with a high-tech overlay are being implemented now, and that's my greatest frustration. I woke up at like 3 a.m. in the middle of the night last night, got up, got a glass of water, shook my head, and I went in and looked at my 5-year-old daughter sleeping, and I just thought, how can the establishment be doing this? How can they be targeting children? How can they be trying to give newborn babies poison shots and 6 months up are being given them? And it really comes down to this. The globalists hate humanity. They hate you. And they see you as a useless eater. They see you as bugs in their pantry eating their food. And they want you gone. And they want you to accept dystopia and the whole process of what they tell their minions will be the end of the world by 2030, the end of the world as we know it. And then you'll own nothing and have nothing. And that's why they're different minions, from Greta Thunberg to AOC to Beto to all of them, tell you it'll be the end of the world by 2030. When they say the end of the world, they mean the end of the world as we know it, hell on earth, and they're implementing it. And they are telling you, they are telling us that we deserve it, and it's our fault that viruses are about to come out of the jungle and kill us all. And it's our fault that there's no energy and the power's going off. And it's our fault there's fentanyl all over the streets. But it's not our fault. It's their fault. They are implementing it, and they're directing against us. But there is a sliver of truth there. There's a kernel of truth there. It is our fault in the final equation if we sit here and we let these people do this. So here's what I'm going to do. I'm going to open the phones up on any issue, any topic you want to cover, but only for first-time callers today. So first-time callers get a chance to get on the air with us. And we're going to cover all of these issues together. I'll give the number out in a moment. Here are some of the other big topics that I'll be drilling into in great detail. The latest on the COVID attack and how it's all coming out that was premeditated and gain of function, and the police state response, not just in cyberspace but on the ground, to try to bully and outlaw and criminalize questioning their attack, because we're beating them in the information war with the truth. Then we've got a window into what the world's going to look like as the resources are cut off, with what happened in Japan when they had their Chernobyl, their Fukushima event, and crime that's already the lowest in the world in Japan went to zero recorded for more than 6 months after that disaster. The Japanese people came together. They're fine people. Too bad they're having 1.2 children and will be extinct another 100 years or so, it's estimated. But if you look at what's happened in the United States or Europe now, once there is a crisis like the massive amounts of deaths and crises and 10 feet of snow in New York State, what do you see there? Looting and crime and murder. Now, I'm not saying the American people in general are bad people, but a culture of crime and criminality has been promoted and has been protected by the Democratic Party in particular, that has normalized class warfare. But it's not class warfare to go rob somebody's house or some family-owned convenience store. It is divide and conquer, designed to bring down civilization. And we have a media that exacerbates every crisis we've got for more control. So I mentioned earlier, we're going to go to this clip, or several clips, of the attempt to bully and outlaw through cyberspace, not just the general public, but scientists and doctors and nurses and witnesses to what really happened with COVID, its origins, the suppression of therapeutics, what the deadly shots really do. And now, whether you're in Germany or whether you're in New Zealand or Australia or Italy, they're the vanguard of the tyranny, or the UK, they have public, quote, health officials and others and the heads of intelligence agencies and police departments on TV saying, if you question what we're doing when they're known liars, why, you're a terrorist and should be reported. The full video's on InfoWars.com. Aussie cop asked neighbors to police chief to rat out anti-government, anti-police, or COVID vaccine conspiracy theorists. That's right. This is in Brisbane. Here's the police chief. Hear it for yourself.
We've got other specialist teams involved, like our COVID online team, evidence extraction experts, our forensic police. We also have involved our security and counterterrorism teams. And the reason that they're involved is that they are skilled at looking at motivation of why people do things like we saw last Monday. So they're skilled at looking at things like religiously motivated extremism, ideological motivated extremism, issue motivated extremism, grievance fueled violence, and even pathological fueled violence. So they're assisting the Investigation Centre and the Ethical Standards Command.
Are you broadly concerned, I guess, after seeing something like this with an attack on police and the rise in kind of conspiracy theories since the start of COVID? Is that something that police are concerned about?
Of course, and right across the country. I mean, part of my role is in counterterrorism, and we meet nationally with the Australia New Zealand Counterterrorism Committee and discuss these issues regularly. So we do investigate and monitor people who demonstrate and we know show concerning behaviour. Look, that hasn't been reported to me, but that's not uncommon.
Hold on, there's more coming up. We'll finish the clip. I want you to remember two words. InfoWars Platinum. In the history of InfoWars supplements, and they're amazing, this is hands down the most powerful, game-changing products we've ever offered to the public. Now, all three of these are private labels of three national bestsellers put out by a pharmaceutical company that also makes high-end supplements. And the owner's a listener and a supporter. So they're giving them to us at 40% off
what they're sold in stores, over 20% off what they're sold online under the InfoWars Platinum brand name. These are incredible. Pain MD, HGH Max Boost, and of course 1776 Testosterone Boost. Read about them at InfoWarsStore.com, learn about them, and then try them out for yourself. And I know you will be a repeat customer, which is awesome. It'll empower your life, make your life more amazing, and it will keep us on the air of 360 Wind. InfoWars Platinum, now available at InfoWarsStore.com.
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who help people that have been injured or wronged. If you've been involved in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident or injured at work, you have rights and you may be entitled to money for your suffering. Don't accept an offer you get from an insurance company until you talk to a lawyer. And we represent some of the best personal injury lawyers you can find. Tough lawyers that will fight to win your case. And they're so good they stake their reputation on it by only getting paid if you win. So if you've been in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident or hurt on the job, find out today for free what kind of compensation you may be entitled to. Call the legal helpline right now.
800-509-4492. 800-509-4492. 800-509-4492. That's 800-509-4492.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
First, we decide where we want to go. Then we need to know the best way to get there. Hi, my name's Adam Baratta. I'm the owner of Advantage Gold. We're the highest rated precious metals firm in the country. We teach people how to own physical gold and silver. Now, we've won the Best of TrustLink Award 4 years in a row because we educate our clients on how to buy gold and silver the right way. We don't pay celebrity spokespeople millions of dollars. We'd rather pass that value on to you. Call 800-900-8000 and speak with one of our experts. We'll send you a free gold kit along with my latest number one national best-selling book, The Great Devaluation. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. Get the best information, the best process, the best service, the best value. Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000. Call 800-900-8000.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor. Consult with your financial advisor before investing.
Call 800-900-8000.
This is the same message across the Western world. This is tyranny.
I guess after seeing something like this, the attack on police and the rise in kind of conspiracy theories is that something that police are concerned about?
Of course. And right across the country. I mean, part of my role is in counterterrorism, and we meet nationally with the Australia New Zealand Counterterrorism Committee and discuss these issues regularly. So we do investigate and monitor people who demonstrate and we know show concerning behaviour. Look, that hasn't been reported to me, but that's not uncommon. And we welcome that information. As I said before, if there's anybody out there that knows of someone that might be showing concerning behaviour around, you know, conspiracy theories, anti-government, anti-police, conspiracy theories around COVID-19 vaccination, as what we're seeing with the Train family, we'd want to know about that. And you can either contact police directly or go through Crime Stoppers.
So, let's unpack that. You can read the article at InfoWars.com. Let's unpack that for just a minute. Conspiracy theories questioning the shots. Everything they told us about the shots was a lie. People are getting sick and dying en masse. And you're anti-police, you're a terrorist. She brings up conspiracy theories. That means questioning known liars, not being a fool, knowing tomorrow's news today. And she says, oh, yes, so my counterterrorism training and working with the federal government, you know, we need to watch these people. And if you hear them, people that shouldn't be demonstrating, you need to call us. That's right. You're not allowed to demonstrate against the lockdown. Not allowed to demonstrate. They want you to have a smartphone to leave your house, and the police give you 15 minutes to call them when they text you to make sure you're in your home, even when you're not quarantining. If you don't like that, you're a terrorist. No, lady, let me tell you who the terrorists are, the people following the WEF agenda, the criminals that run the Australian government that have gone along with this. And there are now major investigations in Australia. There are major hearings happening in your federal government. And you have senators and others that are calling this a criminal takeover. And so you will be brought to justice, not just your bosses. And it's the same thing. Fauci will be brought to justice. The globalists will be brought to justice. Bill Gates will be brought to justice. The world has awakened. So you try to call us terrorists all you want, but the German vice president has come out and said that they need to investigate all the deaths that are happening and have a criminal investigation. There is a criminal investigation by the state government of Florida. There are more criminal investigations starting. So you try to gaslight everybody. You try to intimidate everybody. You try to tell us we can't point out people are dead and dying around us, or that the studies on the shots show that's the case, that there's a 13% increase in deaths on average in nations that took the shots. You are a tyrant. You signed on to a criminal cabal worldwide and took its orders. And that's why they've got the head of the Secret Service, which is their federal police in New Zealand, saying, we are tracking people that protest and don't like lockdowns and don't want to take shots. They're terrorists. And that's why you just heard that again from her. Because that's the last resort of these tyrants, is trying to intimidate us and bully us into submission. But we're not going to be bullied. And notice it's almost all women in power positions promoting this. I'm not against women being in power positions, but it's who the globalists go and get. It's who they recruit, because it looks less threatening to have a woman doing this. Now, the new Italian prime minister is a woman. And she says the shots are dangerous. She says it's about a cashless society. She says it's about world government. She says it's about destruction of the family. She says that they need criminal investigations, which have now begun in Italy. So as bad as all this is, the pushback, ladies and gentlemen, has begun. And that wouldn't have happened without your support of this broadcast. And I salute you and I thank you for caring about humanity, because we are all literally in this together. So I'm going to give the toll-free number out for first-time callers today on any subjects you want to cover. Just tell us your name, where you're calling from. If you want to let us know the subject, that's fine. If not, you just say wild card, and we know that it's going to be an unknown topic when I go to you. But I'm going to take your calls regardless of what the topic is. You agree with me. You disagree. You have a question. You have a comment. You want to talk about a news item. All I ask is we get you on air and you make your point. We go to the next person so folks aren't sitting on hold. We get as many of your amazing and diverse and interesting calls on air as possible, because this electronic soapbox with millions of viewers an hour is the dreaded cure to tyranny. It is the sunshine that disinfects. The toll-free number to join us is 877-789-2539, 877-789-2539, 877-789-ALEX. And we will take your phone calls, 877-789-2539. Now, dovetailing into all this censorship, the FBI and the corporate media have called it a nothing burger, and congressmen who authored the bill that Obama signed into law to create this private, secretive, quasi-governmental multi-agency group to surveil and spy on the American people, they're the ones that actually co-sponsored the bill while they run around saying it doesn't exist. But now the FBI's had to back off the last 3 days and said, okay, it's all real. but it's business as usual. Well, yeah. For tyrants, tyranny is business as usual. Elon Musk responds to media's latest Twitter-related attack. We have only just begun. Quoting John Paul Jones. And I've been saying last week, Elon Musk needs to come out and point out that it's all the big tech companies doing it, not just Twitter, so that people understand that it is a concerted criminal operation. He came out yesterday and said just that, that for the internet to be free, all tech needs to be free, and it's not just a Twitter problem. And then he went on to point out what was really going on. So I don't know if he's listening or he just understands logic, but Elon Musk is just getting better and better. That does not mean I trust him. I'm just saying he's bearing good fruit on this subject. Here's the big article. It's on Infowars.com from RT. Every social media firm censors for U.S. government. I wouldn't call it the U.S. government. I'd call it the shadow occupied government, the illegal hijackers of the government. And Musk goes on to break all that down. Every social media company is engaged in heavy censorship with significant involvement of and at times explicit direction of the government, Musk tweeted, adding that Google frequently makes links simply disappear, ladies and gentlemen. World Economic Forum cancels Twitter, directs followers to Chinese social media apps run by the Chinese government. And they're about to have their meeting coming up in communist China. They have meetings every month. They've got one next month and then one in the middle of the summer in China. Very important information that that is unfolding. Meanwhile, there's this big story yesterday that went viral. Putin's chief advisor predicts U.S. civil war resulting in Elon Musk's presidency. Former President Dmitry Medvedev lists out 10 outlandish predictions for 2023. And I do think most of them are outlandish. Elon Musk called them outlandish. But there is some truth to it. But this is a long ongoing Russian mirage or Russian fantasy that I see from their leaders on a routine basis, that the United States is going to disappear in a civil war. That's not actually what the globalist plan is. They'll call it a civil war, but all that will happen is the globalists will fully take control of what's left of the country and take over the governorships, and then Russia and others are going to have a big problem, and so are the American people inside this country. So I want to read over this article, read over his predictions. Let me come back, and then we'll go to your phone calls here on this live Wednesday, December 28th, worldwide transmission. Infowars.com, tomorrow's news today. Find all the forbidden videos, not just from Infowars and contributors and our researchers, but also hundreds of other folks that have been banned off of the rest of the internet. You find it all at ban.video. Amazing information, tens of thousands of videos there for you to share and get past the censors and win the fight.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
First, we decide where we want to go. Then we need to know the best way to get there. Hi, my name's Adam Baratta. I'm the owner of Advantage Gold. We're the highest rated precious metals firm in the country. We teach people how to own physical gold and silver. Now, we've won the Best of TrustLink Award 4 years in a row because we educate our clients on how to buy gold and silver the right way. We don't pay celebrity spokespeople millions of dollars. We'd rather pass that value on to you. Call 800-900-8000 and speak with one of our experts. We'll send you a free gold kit along with my latest number one national best-selling book, The Great Devaluation. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. Get the best information, the best process, the best service, the best value. Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000. Call 800-900-8000.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor. Consult with your financial advisor before investing.
Call 800-900-8000.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. Danpilla.com.
Do you need to get your hands on some extra money right now? Maybe $25,000 or more? If you're a homeowner, now is the perfect time to get cash out while homes in many neighborhoods like yours have gone up in value. You can use the money for anything. It's yours. You can buy an investment property, pay off higher interest debt, or make home improvements. If you need $25,000, $50,000, or more, now is the time. Home values are up, and so is your equity. We offer you a way to use it. No need to use your savings. Call New American Funding now and see how much cash out you can get. Call 800-721-2477. 800-721-2477. 800-721-2477. That's 800-721-2477. NMLS 6606. www.nmlsconsumeraccess.org. This is not an offer or commitment to lend. Subject to borrower and property qualifications. Not all borrowers will qualify. Terms and conditions apply. Equal housing opportunity.
Tejibo Tea Club's original Pure Powdy Arco Super Tea helps build red corpuscles in the blood, which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. Shopsupertea.com.
Transmission. So let's read this article from Fox News. Putin's chief advisor predicts U.S. civil war resulting in Elon Musk presidency. Dmitry Medvedev lists out 10 outlandish predictions for 2023. Fox News correspondent Foy reports on Russia's ultimatum to Ukraine as war reaches its 11th month. Their foreign minister, Lavrov, is now threatening nuclear war. A chief advisor to Russian President Vladimir Putin made a series of bizarre predictions for 2023 Tuesday in a tweet where he claimed the U.S. would enter into a civil war and Elon Musk would come out on top. But Dmitry Medvedev, deputy head of Putin's Advisory Security Council, took to Twitter to share his humble contribution, what he thinks could unfold in the next year. Here's one of the predictions. Civil war will break out in the U.S., he said, in a list of wild predictions. California and Texas becoming independent states as a result. Texas and Mexico will form an allied state. That's not going to happen. He continued, Mexico would never do that. Elon Musk will win the presidential election in a number of states, which after the new civil war will end, will have been given to the GOP. Well, of course, that's ignoring the law that you've got to be natural born to be president. Russia's Medvedev went on to say Xi will have a response to this. Russia's president, Vladimir Putin, is the current president, but Medvedev was previously the president in between the few years where Putin was out of office. But Medvedev, a former Russian president and ardent supporter of the war in Ukraine, didn't only make surprising predictions about the U.S. The advisor also forecast a series of astonishing crashes within the European Union by predicting the UK will reverse its Brexit policy and rejoin the EU, which will subsequently lead to the collapse and disappearance of the euro. And the euro is toppling on the edge of collapse, so that prediction isn't as crazy. He continued to say that Poland and Hungary will occupy Ukraine, and a Fourth Reich will be created that could encompass the territory of Germany and its satellites, i.e. Poland, the Baltic states, Czechia, Slovakia, the Kiev Republic, and other outcasts. War will break out between France and the Fourth Reich. Europe will be divided. Poland repatriated in the process, he said, before adding that Northern Ireland will end up in the UK, leaving the UK to reunite with the Republic of Ireland. The Medvedev also wildly claimed that the stock market in the U.S. and Europe will transition to Asia before assessing that the International Monetary Fund and the World Bank would crash, bringing an end to the U.S. dollar and the euro. Digital fiat currencies will be actively used instead. Musk appeared to enjoy the outlandish 10-tweet-long list of predictions and called it an epic thread. Musk went on to say, these are definitely the most absurd predictions I've ever heard, also showing and being astounded by the lack of awareness of the process of artificial intelligence and sustainable energy, he said. Medvedev's tweet received a fair amount of attention, garnering a whopping 29 million views, and it went on from there. Sorry, I kind of babbled through that story. You know, I don't even want to say I'm tired. I'm not exhausted, but I am just completely blown away right now. And we're just watching society go completely insane is what we're witnessing. And I think everybody can tell at a gut level that things are only going to get more intense from this point out. And we all know why that is. We have become a godless world and a godless nation. And whereas we did have God before, we weren't perfect, but we knew God was in charge and put God first in many ways. We had providence and we had prosperity and we had potential. But now all of that is going out the window. Now, this happens in cycles throughout history, and we're in the bottom of a cycle right now. And when you pull back from the Great Reset, the New World Order, you understand that it's part of a larger plan that they understand we're crashing, so they're trying to accelerate the crash to control the crash. But I don't see it controlling the crash. I see it making the crash worse. And when you read the nihilistic statements of the globalists and how they don't believe in humanity and how they say humanity's garbage and how the future isn't human at the World Economic Forum, that's their maxim. And the fact that you don't see a total repudiation of them, even by deadbeats and lazy people who don't seem to understand that the New World Order sees you as a target and as weak, and that your acquiescence and submission to them does not get you ahead in the world. It puts you last. And so that's really my great frustration. So I'm more and more trying to focus on how do we individually, as awakened people and as a remnant, how do we protect ourselves? And I think we wake up as many people as we can, because the more dumbed down folks following the New World Order we have around us, the more danger we're all in collectively. That's a common sense issue. Plus, God wants to see us tell the truth and stand up and fight and not go along. But also, we've got to try to be as healthy as we can. We've got to try to protect our immune system as much as we can. And we've got to try to build independent communities and societies as quickly as we can. That means we've got to reassess our values and what's really important to us. And it's not Hollywood. It's not Netflix. It's not sports games. All of that has been, again, completely weaponized against civilization. So you're not just wasting your time obsessing over that. You are empowering and funding the very organizations and groups that have stated they believe in a post-human world. So we're going to go to break in a few minutes, come back and just take a ton of your calls next hour for all the great people that are holding. And they've got so many great wild card topics that they're going to be bringing up. Look forward to talking to all the listeners and viewers here in just a moment. And again, I'll just throw this out there at you. I've got an article here in my stack out of Newsmax that's out of a major university studies in the United Kingdom and Brazil. And they found that low vitamin D increases the aging of muscle loss by 70%. That's how powerful vitamin D is, what it does for all your cells, and what it does as an antiviral. But if you don't have the vitamin D already in you, it doesn't do much to take it once you're sick. It does a little bit, but it's a preventative. It's like driving around on bald tires. You're going to have blowouts. The way you prevent blowouts is having tires that aren't too worn, that are in good shape, and not wanting to have a blowout when the tires started getting worn down and the tread gets thin, you replace it. Well, you want to put new tires on your cells. You want to give them the protection they need as an antiviral, and you need to do that with vitamin D3. But you need all the other vitamins and minerals as well that work in concert together. So we're selling out of our vitamin D3 gummies that are super strong and super high quality with calcium for better upload. It's $16 on the sale. We're making like $5 on this. They sell similar vitamin D3 gummies for $40, $50 a bottle that are the same quality. This is highest quality for $16 and change at InfoWarsStore.com. Oh, I'm sorry, $14.95. I was going from memory yesterday. You know what? We need to make money to operate. I'm going to have them raise the price of that. 50% off is too good, because, I mean, we're making like $4 on that. My own worst enemy. They're going to be $25 tomorrow, because we're already selling out. We won't get more for months and months. We need funds to stay on air. It's a symbiotic relationship. That deal is insane. InfoWarsStore.com. And Vitamin Mineral Fusion is selling out. All the essential vitamins, all the essential minerals at InfoWarsStore.com. Key amino acids, Vitamin Mineral Fusion, DNA Force Plus, the great Vitamin C Zinc Combo, all of it at InfoWarsStore.com.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, formerly Air Force Lieutenant Colonel, Air National Guard and Reservist. I'm looking for veterans, active duty military personnel to join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. She needs your skills, courage, and loyalty more than ever. Contact GCMteam.com. Because of the financial and healthcare collapse, veterans are currently struggling finding jobs. Frustrated looking for a job? Change your tactics. Join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. Start a healthcare business with FDI Longevity 90 for Life crusade. Contact GCMteam.com. Immediately. We're looking for military specialists who can use a computer, can communicate information, and execute a battle plan. Join the admirals, Navy SEALs, Marines, pilots, Army officers, military police, sheriffs, police officers, firemen, and first responders already enrolled in the 90 for Life Crusade. Contact GCNteam.com now. FDI Longevity will help you apply your military skills to the task of saving America through health and financial programs. Contact GCNteam.com. Enlist in GCNteam.com and save America.